Greg Smith. Morning.
Morning, Mike.
Bit of fizz in your Monday morning with the trade deal.
Absolutely. We've got some great news out of Scotland. It's not Donald Trump's round of golf. Yes, obviously we had Japan last week, and now we've got the deal between US and Europe. So 15% tariffs. And, yeah, the big thing, Mike, of course, is it includes automobiles, which we're facing a tariff of 25%. Of course, we had the August 1 deadline this Friday when tariffs are going up to 30%. So, yeah, obviously, yeah, the move was pretty good. They've said it's going to be an all-inclusive deal, although Trump later said it doesn't include pharmaceuticals and metals. So they've sort of said that that's going to sort of come in the next sort of couple of weeks. As usual, the bluster from Trump was it's the biggest of all the deals. Von der Leyen said it'll bring stability. So what have they agreed to do? The EU is purchasing $750 billion in US energy. They're investing $600 billion in the US. And in terms of their tariffs to US companies, they're going to be zero. And they're also going to purchase vast amounts of military equipment. So yeah, this is a huge relief. Of course, the EU had sort of threatened tariffs of around about 100 billion euros on American products of no deal. So yeah, we've got past that. Yeah, real significant step forward in resolving the global trade frictions, Mike. And yeah, the matter of a certain conversation between US and China will now be of interest later in the week.
Yeah, exactly. But VW, and they with Stellantis and GM and all that the other week, I mean, this $1.3 billion, I mean, it's still material, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, look, there'll be a huge relief there, won't there? But, yeah, it's certainly they've certainly been under the pump. So VW, their operating profit of 3.8 billion euros for the quarter was down 29% from a year ago. It was about 100 million than what the market was looking for. One in every four cars in Europe, they come from Volkswagen. Second quarter revenue was 80.8 billion. That was 2 billion euros less, down 3%. And the sales in North America not going well, down 16%, up 19% in South America, up a bit in Western Europe, and also Eastern Europe, China down about 3%. But yeah, those tariffs, 1.3 billion in the first 6 months, as you say. There's also restructuring provisions of 700 million. So they downgraded their operating return forecast for the year. They did say that full-year sales are expected to come in line with last year, although they had said that they're expecting a rise of 5%. So certainly the trade frictions have been causing some issues. Hopefully that will be resolved going forward. On the brighter side, Mike, I thought this was interesting. We've talked about EVs a bit, but their sales in Western Europe rose by 19% in the first half of the year. Their EV sales are now 11% of the total, and I think obviously they're probably benefiting from the backlash against Tesla. Their first half order intake for all electric vehicles up 62%. So the old Audi Q6, that's flying out the showroom. So yeah, they're lower margin, but they'll be happy with that. Just on the tariffs, they'd actually assumed a tariff rate of 27.5% for the second half of the year. So that's going to be great news over the weekend for them. And yeah, certainly less of a headwind going forward. They had been sort of planning for those high tariffs, of course. They've been looking to boost the US footprint. They've been expanding their plant over there and also got this partnership with Rivian, a US EV startup. But yeah, good news there over the weekend. But yeah, it was better than expected on Friday. Shares up 5%. They are up 15% year to date.
Righto, China then, speaking of EVs and things like that, I mean, the industrial profits are down. Where are they at?
Yeah, that's right. So industrial profits down 4.3% last month from a year earlier. That was after they contracted 9.1% in May. So you could say things are getting a bit better. The decrease in the first half of the year is just under 2%. That was actually half of what was expected. So, yeah, it's having an impact, but not as much as thought. But it did underscore the urgency to, you know, to look at this, the price wars that are going on, you know, cutthroat competition over here. It's actually dubbed involution in China, particularly prevalent in autos and also solar panels. So that's causing deflationary pressures. Factory gate prices, they're at a two-year low. So yeah, officials look like they're going to try and crack down on this and what they call disorderly low-price competition. There might be some a round of capacity cuts coming. But look, they're certainly in a position to do this, Mike, because it's basically state-owned firms. They're the main issue. So profits there declined 8%. Private sector companies actually saw a 2% lift, and foreign firms was 2.5%. So, yeah, tariffs are a big factor. There'll be a lot of interest in that meeting this week between Steve Bessent and his Chinese counterpart. Mm. So, yeah, we had Japan last week. We've got Europe over the weekend. Is it going to be the sort of the main course and a deal with China later in the week? Let's see.
Very big week coming. Headline this morning, this could be the most consequential week of the economy in years. They refer, of course, to the Americans, so lots going on. What are the numbers?
go along with that for sure. Yeah, the Dow is up 0.5%, 44901 on Friday. That's only about 100 points from a record high. S&P 500, another record high, up 0.4%. NASDAQ, another record high, up 0.2%. FTSE 100, down 0.2%. Nikkei, down 0.9%. ASX 200, down 0.5%, 8666. NZX 50, up 0.4%, 12853. Gold, that was at $31, 3,337 an ounce. Oil, down 87 cents, 65 spot 16. Currencies, Kiwi slightly softer against the US, 60.2. Australian dollar, 91.7, up slightly. British pound, up 0.4%, 44.8. Japanese yen, up 0.3%, 88.9. But yeah, big week, lots going on. Locally, Mike, business consumer confidence, building permits. We've got AGMs for Ryan Healthcare and Main Freight. We've got lots of big tech results, Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. We've also got Boeing and Shell, Heineken, Visa, MasterCard. But yeah, there's lots of interest on whether we're going to get a trickle or a deluge of deals before August 1, but obviously China's unfocused. And we've, of course, got EU GDP, we've got the Bank of Japan, China, US inflation, non-farm payrolls, and also the big one, the Fed.
All right, mate, go well. Catch up soon. Appreciate it. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.